It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our show, and thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show from all over the world and the universe. And you can listen, laugh, and learn with Pinky and Mildred, my fabulous friend. She's right here.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm awesome. Do you know what today is, Pinky?
No, I do not.
Today is Absolutely Incredible Kid Day.
Today is Absolutely Incredible Kid Day? You've got to be kidding me.
No, it is. It's a national holiday.
Well, we know some absolutely incredible kids.
We do. And who would that be?
That would be Penelope and Robert. That's who takes care of me, Pinky the Pig. Penelope is 8 years old and Robert is 16. He's kind of a young man.
Right, but the holiday was founded in 1997 and in honor of children, of kids, and to inspire them and to encourage them to, you know, to be have a beautiful future.
Yeah, a day of recognition for all children. Because all children, they need to realize that people and animals, you know, we care about them and we want them to do really good and be really productive and inspire and encourage them.
That's right, because they're very important in this world. They are our future.
I know.
Right, so it comes on the third Thursday of March each year, and it was started through this organization called Campfire.
A campfire club.
Right, in Texas, in Wichita County, Texas.
Yeah.
And actually, the campfire club goes back to 1910 with the campfire girls.
Cool. You have to be careful of campfires.
I know. You can only have them certain times of the year.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Yes, we do, Pinky. We're careful.
Yeah.
Right, so it was started 24 years ago with the Campfire Organization. And that goes back to the Campfire Girls from 1910.
That's been around a while.
Right, it was started in Wichita, Texas. That's a county.
Oh, yeah, Wichita. That's near the big waterfalls.
The Wichita Falls, right. That's in the northern part of Texas, very close to the Oklahoma border.
Yeah, that's the Red River that separates Oklahoma and Texas.
Oh, very good, Pinky.
And you know, Mildred, I know that song about the Red River Valley.
You do?
Kind of.
Would you sing it for us?
Okay, I'll try.
Yes, please.
Red River Valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. I don't think it really goes like that.
Yeah, I don't know, Pinky. I don't really think it goes like that either.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you have?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Well, it was nice.
Thank you very much. But yeah, okay, so the waterfalls come from the Red River Valley, the Red River.
Well, off a tributary, and then the Wichita Falls is right there.
Yeah.
And you know that waterfall that was there for years, it washed away in a flood in the 1800s.
And they already named it Wichita Falls?
Yeah, the little town right there.
So the little town calls Wichita Falls, but there's no falls?
Yeah, but they did replace it with a man-made fall. They made a cascade, different levels in 1986, like 100 years later.
Took them 100 years to fix it?
Pinky,
Okay, better late than never.
Right.
And you know, Mildred, we did a whole podcast on waterfalls.
We did, Pinky. That was episode 135. And we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes at any time.
Yes, you can listen, laugh, and learn.
Right. But regardless, that's where this wonderful holiday originated in Texas.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Right. So, you know, and we because of this holiday, we communicate love and encouragement and inspiration to the children of America and around the entire world.
Yeah, because, you know, if a child feels admired, then they're going to feel more confident and they're going to have success and they're going to want to be really good for the future.
Right. And we can develop these children because they're going to be our leaders tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to guide them on their journey to their self-discovery.
Yeah, that's the mission of the holiday, to guide young people on their journey to self-discovery. Because our words are so powerful. We can encourage them and really make an impact. So what it's all about is to actually write a letter to a child today and hand it to them on a written piece of paper. It's so impact. It has so much impact if you actually write it down. I mean, you can say it, but if you write it down.
We can send a text or email.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all about writing it on a piece of paper and handing it to them.
Yeah, they might save it forever.
Possibility.
Yeah, Mildred, it could be very, very powerful.
And that's the whole idea.
Okay, you have a pretty poem about children?
I do. We have a couple here.
Yes, please.
All right, Pinky, this first one is anonymous, and the title is Children Learn What They Live.
Yeah, they learn what they live. Okay, what was that?
If children learn with criticism, they learn to condemn. If they learn with hostility, they learn to fight. Ridicule, they learn to be shy. Shame, they learn to feel guilty. Tolerance, they learn to be patient. Encouragement, they learn confidence. Praise, they learn to appreciate. Fairness, they learn justice. Security, they learn to have faith. Approval, they learn to like themselves. Acceptance and friendship, they learn to find love in the world.
Well, yeah, you had to find love within yourself, and then you have love in the world.
Okay, Pinky, and this next one comes from Jacqueline Dry. She says, special child. I am a special child. I am a good and wonderful child. When I laugh, I make people happy. When I smile, I light up the room. I am smart and can do many things. One day, I'll show the world how great I am.
Yeah, children are great, and that's how they start out. They start out little children and turn out to be great.
Yes. All right, Pinky, we have time for a couple of quotes here. This first one is by Walt Streitiff.
Okay.
He says, there are no seven wonders of the world. In the eyes of a child, there are 7 million.
Yeah.
Oscar Wilde said, the best way to make children good is to make them happy.
Absolutely.
And one more. This is by Fyodor Dostoevsky. He says, the soul is healed by being with children.
Yeah, I can dig that one. Yeah, it is beautiful. Absolutely incredible kid day. Thank you, Mildred.
Okay, Pinky. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.